Fading out in the background right there, that is Miel with Tourist Season off of the album of the same name. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM and everywhere at CITR.ca. Excited to be back with you once again here in Radio Land. It's been a week, Radio Land. It has been a week. It has been a day. And truly, it's a delight to log off for at least this hour and come share some good tunes with you today. And I'll talk a bit in the program about why I wanted to log off today. And it does have to do with one of my childhood heroes being a TERF, because it happens to all of them, apparently. It comes for, if you're a cis older woman author who was popular in the early 2000s, you're probably a TERF, and I hate that. I hate it. But I'll talk more about Margaret Atwood later on, amidst all of the great tunes I've lined up for you today. And I think it's going to be really along the vibe of that first track there from Miel off of 2020's Tourist Season. Kind of atmospheric, vibey, low-key, having some fun. Before next week, of course, we have our annual Halloween Spooktacular. So that will be fun, but we're keeping it low-key today because I'm not ready for Halloween to be here yet and signal that October's already over, because that's wild. Yeah, so let's just keep on going with the music then. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track from one of my favorite albums. I got really into it right when I first started hosting this program. The self-titled album from She-Devils. It came out in 2017. It's great. It slaps. And we're going to play How Do You Feel from that album. So here's a little bit of She-Devils, the track How Do You Feel, the album She-Devils. This program is Into the Woods. I'm Mel Woods, and don't go anywhere. We're going to be hanging out for an hour, and it's going to be great, chill, and fun. Enjoy.
Yeah.
fading out right there. That's Cub with a classic Riverside from Box of Hair. Before that, we heard from Mecha Normal, the track The Observer off of the album of the same name, and kicking things off a little bit of She Devils with How Do You Feel. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out, making radio, and enjoying this blessedly not rainy day here in Vancouver, along with hopefully all of you out there in radio land. Having a good week. I talk often about what I'm kind of thinking about or what's going through my mind here on this program, because, you know, we're just hanging out. We're pals here over the airwaves, even if we aren't looking at each other. I'm in your ear. And today, the big thing on my mind is, of course, acclaimed Canadian author Margaret Atwood reshared a Toronto Star op-ed that was full of anti-trans rhetoric and language and whatnot, all about the we're not allowed to say women anymore and it was very similar to a lot of kind of arguments put forward by people like J.K. Rowling in the past, and a lot of people on social media today, myself included, are kind of expressing our disappointment, our sadness about such a thing. You know, I really idolized Margaret Atwood when I was a teenager. I met her when I was 18. I have a copy of The Handmaid's Tale signed by her. I have a tattoo of one of her quotes on my ankle, and I remember when I got it. It was my very first tattoo, and I was like, oh, Margaret Atwood will never be problematic. And it's like, wait, Margaret Atwood thinks that my gender is fake. She, of course, didn't write the op-ed. It was written by a kind of notorious Toronto Star columnist, Rosie DiMano. You can find it on the internet if you want to. Also, you don't need to. There was a fantastic rebuttal that also the Star published, so, you know, props to them for doing that, at least, that kind of turned back on the actual thing. I'm just playing up who wrote that because it was good. Florence Ashley. So if you're going to check out anything, go check out that piece. But there's been a lot of conversation online today kind of about Atwood and TERFs and if it's surprising or not. And, you know, it doesn't come as a huge surprise. I think people, if you're in the know, have been kind of following Atwood's less than ideal opinions in recent years. But still, it's kind of just a day of sadness. And it's kind of, it's hard to escape is my big thing. So when I said at the top of the show that I'm happy to be here for an hour with you, Radio Land, that is what I'm feeling. Because, online it's just a lot of people either sharing rightful, you know, opinions that what Atwood is doing is bad, or just a lot of discourse. And it's nice to kind of break away from that for a bit and, you know, reflect and all that. And, you know, I'm not going to go burn my Atwood books, but very similar to how when J.K. Rowling kind of came out as having TERFy opinions, TERF meaning, of course, trans exclusionary radical feminist, the largely cis women who have these kind of takes that the advancement of trans folks' rights, non-binary rights, trans women, trans men, all these sorts of things are a detriment of quote unquote women's rights, which is nonsense, of course. And if you're listening to this program, you probably know that. But it's just kind of a sad day in that sense. So I am happy to be here with you, sharing in some good tunes, getting it off my mind, even if I am talking it. Though sometimes it's nice to talk it out with a friend, and Radioland, you are a friend today. So it's, that's good. So that's my soapbox of the week. That's my my thing on my mind. And I hope that you're able to have space to sort out whatever's on your mind this week. Because it's nice. It's important. And I am kind of grateful that I can just sit here and say it and move on and whatnot. So that's what I'm going to do. Got lots of good tracks to come today. Next up, we're going to be listening to just a great song, honestly, off of a great album. 2014 was dominated by this album, and for good reason, and you still hear it everywhere because it slaps. The album, of course, is Always, is self-titled album. Always. I always used to pronounce it Always because it's like the two V's. Anyways, we're going to listen to Party Police from that because it's fun and it's going to bring up my mood after that the descent into Atwoodum I just had. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling now. Let's keep on back in the music. This is Always, Party Police off of 2014's Always. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Into the Woods. That right there, the pack AUD with Sorrow off of their 2016 album Positive Thinking. Before that, we heard from Japanese Breakfast off of another one of my favorite albums, Soft Sounds from Another Planet from 2017. The track was This House. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Always with Party Police. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out. We're making radio. It's a great time. Lots of great tracks for you today. And I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're enjoying the crunchy leaf part of fall. I know we've had a bit of the rain part of fall over the last couple weeks. But today and yesterday feels really, really nice. This is I wish every fall day was kind of like this. And I'm probably going to go for a nice big walk after this. So I hope you get to do your version of whatever that is, whether it's a big walk or just sitting on your balcony or sitting in a park. I hope you got to do that because days like this are going to be few and far between for probably the next few months. Hate to see it. It's the curse of living in Vancouver. But I digress. Next up, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Sea Pony off of their 2011 album, Go With Me. The track is Dreaming. So enjoy that one. And yeah, don't go anywhere. This is Into the Woods.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit, Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
to be crowned. It's a new day, but I'm folding sheets in the bedroom for no one for now. There's light in the alley, there's a breeze. From the street, it's a new day, but I'm making toast in the kitchen for no one. Mm-hmm.
fading out in the background there. That's Habibi with Angel Eyes off of their 2020 album Anywhere But Here. Before that, we heard from Lael Neal with US Girls mixing up for No One for Now. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Girlpool with What Chaos Is Imaginary off of the album of the same name. Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program today, but it has been a true treat and a delight, as always, to hang out with you here on the airwaves, make some radio, make some friendship, make some fun. And I really enjoyed programming this week's show. Got to hear from a few artists I hadn't heard of before, pull out some old favorites, and overall just have a great time. And I hope that you had a great time along with me. You can always check out this, if you're just tuning in now and missed the start of the show, you can always check out this episode and all back episodes of the program at CITR.ca. Just find the link to Into the Woods in the shows. They're organized by time. It's easy to find. We're 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. And go listen to some back episodes. And think of fonder times or worse times or all of that. So I realize I haven't plugged that in a while, but it is kind of a fun exercise. If you're cleaning the house and you want to transport yourself back to July 2018 or whatever, I can do that for you. CITR can do that. We truly have it all. And yeah, next week, stay tuned. I'll be bringing a full hour of spooky-tacular tracks, which I'm very, very excited about. Halloween is one of my favorite times of the year for making radio because there's a lot of good, weird music made about Halloween. And already I've got some non-binary Halloween ska covers of the Hex Girls song from the Scooby-Doo movies. I've got Saskatchewan Surf Rock doing spooky accompaniments to witch movies. I've got some good stuff coming for you, Radioland, so I'm very excited for it to come. To end this program today, we're going to listen to new stuff from Tops, a new single of theirs that is called Waiting. So enjoy that one. Enjoy the rest of your week, Radioland. Get your flu shot. I just got mine today. So that's the message I'll leave you with today, is go get your flu shot. Walk-ins are open at Shoppers and probably London Drugs and probably your local pharmacy. So don't be like me last year and wait and then have a hard time getting an appointment. My partner and I truly walked in on our lunch break today and got the jab and got out. So go get your flu shot. And hopefully, by the time you're tuning in next week, you'll be vaxxed up against another thing. So take it easy, Radioland. Take care of yourselves, and we will see you next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
To CITR 101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
unceded Musqueam
territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
Let the dark night make you whole. Descend into the river. Oh no.